AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A massive protest is underway in Baltimore, Maryland tonight. Hundreds of people have marched to City Hall to protest the death of Freddie Gray, the young black man who was critically injured in police custody. AP correspondent Alan Breed is with the marchers, who are now on the move again.
People were told to write the numbers, the phone number for the legal aid department here in Baltimore City on their arms in case they were arrested so that they would be able to get defense because this is supposed to be a peaceful, lawful march.
Attorneys for some of the folks arrested in Baltimore are complaining about what they call exorbitant bail that many of their clients can't make. In the meantime, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan met today with residents who were affected by Monday night's riot.
We got a chance to talk with some people who were among the worst affected by the civil unrest. I can tell you they were very thankful for the efforts of the National Guard and the Maryland State Police. They were happy that they were there, protecting them and keeping the city safe.
Ohio's governor has announced a statewide board to set standards for the use of deadly force by police.
The Cleveland police shooting death of 12-year-old Tamir Rice and the deaths of young black men in other police encounters around the country have prompted Ohio Governor John Kasich to look for ways to bridge the gap between police and minority communities in his state.
We are going to heal our communities. We are going to get ahead of the curve on what we have seen in other parts of this country.
Kasich forming a 12-member board of civilians and police. It will set standards for the deadly use of force, promote communication between police and citizens, as well as set rules concerning police hiring and recruiting. I'm Tim McGuire.
The Dow down 75 points. This is AP Radio News. Japan's prime minister reflected on World War II today during an historic speech to Congress.
In the first ever speech to a joint meeting of Congress by a Japanese prime minister, Shinzo Abe said history is harsh. He offered his nation's condolences for Americans who died during World War II and said that during a visit to that war's memorial, he reflected on the lost dreams and futures of those who never came home.
With deep repentance in my heart, I stood there in silent prayers.
Abe said it's a miracle of history that one-time fierce enemies are now solid allies. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Former Illinois Governor Dan Walker, imprisoned for bank fraud, died today at the age of 92. A shark has killed a 65-year-old woman in an attack at a popular surfing spot about a mile south of Big Beach on Maui. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.